Hilchos Reitzeach, which Shmiras Nefesh, the laws of homicide and laws for preservation of life, chapter 6. This chapter contains 15 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter deals with unintentional murder, which we learned about in the previous chapter, and the Rambam gives examples of specific cases, what is considered unintentional murder, and in what case does this unintentional murder result in his being sent to exile, and in what cases is he not sent to exile. Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says there are three categories of people who kill unintentionally, and the law is applied differently in these three categories. Halacha Beis, the first category, Yesh Hoyrig Bishkoga V'Ha'alama Gemura. There is a case of one who killed unintentionally, where he was entirely unaware of the consequences. He was entirely unaware that he was committing murder. V'zehu Shenamar Boy, concerning this person, it says, V'asher Loitzoda, and if he did not plan to do so, he did not plan to do any killing at all, and the law concerning him is that he must go into exile, la'orei biklot, to the cities of safety, ve'yinotzel, and he will be saved, k'moshe be'arnu, as we stated in detail in chapter 5. Halacha Gimel, the second category, v'yesh hoyrig, v'tiyah hashkoga korib lo'ines, then there's another case of one who killed unintentionally, and this unintentional killing is not only unintentional, but it is almost as if it happened totally by accident, something totally beyond his control. And that means a case where this person who died, something so wholly unusual happened to him, as if it would seem to be a miraculous event that happened to him, something totally unusual and unexpected, something that does not happen in the vast majority of happenings of things that happen to human beings. The law in such a case is shehu potem min hagolus, that he is freed, he is not required to go into exile, and if the Redeemer of the blood killed him, he's put to death because of this, because the murderer here is entirely free, and no one has any right to do anything to him. And then we have a third category, the Yeshoyrig Bishtoga. There's a case of one who killed unintentionally, but this unintentional killing is almost like having killed intentionally. That is a case where the killing came about by a gross negligence on the part of the killer. There was something which he should have been careful about, and he did not take reasonable care. And the law of this case is also that he is not sent into exile. Why is he not sent to exile? Because his sin is very serious, and therefore being sent to exile will not atone for his sin. And the cities of safety cannot provide any refuge for him, because they provide safety only for one who is required to go into exile. But since this one is not sent to exile, they provide no safety for him. Therefore, if the Redeemer of the blood finds him in any place, even inside the city of safety, and he killed him, Potter, he is not put to death because of that. Halacha Hey, Maya says that, so what is this person to do? He is not guilty to be put to death, this murderer who killed by gross negligence, and he is not afforded safety by the cities of refuge. What should he do? How can he protect himself? So he has to be constantly on guard. He dwells in his own city, and he must be constantly on guard to escape the Redeemer of the blood. And similarly, we have another case that such. Any murderer who killed, and there was only one witness against him, or he killed, and we know he killed intentionally, but the witnesses neglected to forewarn him of the consequences of his act, that he would be put to death, or similar cases, in which the death penalty is not carried out, if nevertheless the Redeemer of the blood killed them, it's as if they had no blood, and he is not punished for this. Because the life of such people ought not to be treated as more important than the life of one who killed unintentionally. They killed intentionally. One who killed unintentionally but is not protected because he was negligent. These who killed intentionally and because of some technicality they were not put to death, their life should not be treated any stricter. Halacha above, Ketzad. For example, of a case that we talked about in Halacha Dalid, that he killed by gross negligence, and therefore the cities of safety will not provide a refuge for him. Hazoidik Evan, Rishus Harabim, one who threw a stone into a public place, the Hargo, and it killed someone, or Hasoiser Kosli, Rishus Harabim, or one was throwing down his wall. He was demolishing his wall, and he was demolishing and pushing the stones out into a public place. V'nofla eben, and a stone fell down, v'habisad, it killed someone. Bein shesosri bayoyim, bein shesosri balayla, and regardless of the time when he did it, whether he was demolishing it during the day, when this is a great negligence, because even just by taking a glance over the wall, he would have seen if someone was there, bein shesosri balayla, or whether he demolished it at night when it would have been more difficult to see someone. Nevertheless, since he was doing something that constitutes gross negligence, this is almost intentional murder, and he is not provided safety, because this is gross negligence, because he should have first looked to see if anyone was there before he threw a stone or demolished his wall. If he demolished the wall not adjacent to the public street, but adjacent to the garbage heap, balayla, and he did it at night, if it's a place where many people pass by even at night, this is considered almost intentional murder, and he has not provided safety. If, however, there are people, the public does not usually go there, klal at all, this is considered almost a case of accident, and he is freed from going to exile, and he cannot be killed. If it was a garbage heap where people go sometimes to use it as a toilet, and they go there only at night because they could be seen, let's say, so they go only at night, but people don't go there during the day, v'nikra adam v'yashav sham, and it happened just by chance that somebody happened to come there and sit down there during the day. That means when people don't usually come there, v'nafla alav evan b'shastira, and now a stone fell upon this person whilst someone was demolishing the wall, v'meis, and he died, hareza goyla. This is the ordinary case of unintentional murder, and he is sent to exile. V'macha shenafla ha evan boze v'yoshav v'nafla alav v'meis. If, however, even in this case, he demolished the wall and a stone was falling, and after the stone began to fall, this person came and sat down there and was killed by it, Hariza Potter, then the one who demolished the wall is freed minagolus from being required to go to exile, because in this case this is purely accidental, since even had he looked, he would not have seen this person. The person didn't sit there until the stone was already falling. Halacha tes, v'chein hazoidik esoeven, and so also a case where one threw a stone in a public place and there was no person there, v'acha sheyotzes miyodei, and after the stone left his hand, hoitzi halo esroishoi, then this person, this victim, stuck his head out, v'kibla, and he got hit by it in his head, potter migolus. In such a case also, the person who threw the stone is not required to go to exile. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Umotza Esreyehu, that the stone will find his fellow men. This excludes this case where it was his fellow man who found the stone. Halacha Yud, Haseine, an enemy, that is one who, in the case where the killer hate, was known to hate his victim, Shaharen Bishkaga, if he killed this, if he killed the person whom he hated unintentionally, Eini Niklat. Nevertheless, even though it's unintentional, an enemy, one who hates his victim, is not afforded safety. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vehulei Oyevloi, he does not hate him. Then he is sent into exile. But here, since he hates him, the assumption is that this is almost like intentional murder. The Ezehu Soine, and in which case, how do we define a Soine, an enemy, one who hates his victim? This is a case where he refused to speak to him for a period of 3 days because of some hatred, because of some argument they had. And another case where unintentional murder is considered almost intentional, if he was walking in the street and he came to a street corner and someone else was coming at right angles to him, and the one who was, one of them was walking along, was carrying a knife pointed in front of him, and the two people suddenly met at the street corner and the knife entered the body of the person who was coming at right angles to him, and he was killed, and so he killed him there unintentionally. So this is also almost intentional, because when walking in the street, particularly approaching a street corner, he should not have been walking like that with a knife sticking out. Or if he butted someone or pushed him with his full body, there he should not have gotten close enough to someone going with any force in order to be able to kill him. He should have been careful with his body. Or he threw a stone and he intended to throw it only 2 cubits and it would not have reached the victim, and he threw it too hard and it went 4 cubits and killed the victim. Or what is in other cases considered a perfect example of shogeg, of unintentional, here it does not work. He was under the impression that it's permitted to kill. He did not know that it's forbidden to kill. Or he intended to kill one person and he killed another person by mistake. Even if he intended to kill a goy, a non-Jew, for whom he would not have been put to death, or a behema, or to kill an animal where he would only be required to pay for the animal, the Nimsa Yisrael, and by mistake he happened to kill a Jew, all of these cases that we have mentioned in this halacha yud are considered almost intentional murder, the Einam Niklatim, and they are not given safety by the cities of safety. Halacha yud aleph, hanichnas lachatzar bal ha, if someone trespassed on someone else's property without permission, and the owner of the property killed him unintentionally, he is not sent into exile because of this. He is entirely free. Because the pasuk concerning exile says, one who will come upon his fellow man in the forest. Ma ya yeshus la nerigli kodis lasham av kol kayotze boy. Why does it say the forest? Just as the forest is a place that does not belong to any particular person, and the victim, the one who was killed, was permitted to go here, av kol kayotze boy. So all cases of exile must be similar to this. That is a place where the victim had permission to enter. But here, since the victim was trespassing on someone else's private property, he, the owner of the property, is not is not sent into exile because of this lefichov, and because of this rule, hanichnes lachanos hanagor shalei bershus, someone who entered a carpenter's shop without permission, it was trespassing, v'nitzar bakas, and a piece of wood that he was chopping, piece of split wood flew out from the axe, from underneath the axe, v'tavcholoy alpanov, and it flew into his face, v'meis, and he died, potemigolos, the carpenter is not sent into exile, v'nichnas bershus, if however he entered during normal business hours, when he was permitted to enter, or the carpenter invited him to enter, hareze golo, then in such a case the carpenter is sent into exile. halacha yudbeis, mishahoya doila sachovis lahaloise lagag. Someone who was pulling up a barrel, he had a rope connected to a barrel, the barrel was down on the ground, and he was standing on the roof, lahaloise lagag, and he was pulling the barrel up by the rope to bring it up onto the roof. V'nifsach hachevel, and the rope broke while it was on its way up. V'nofla al chaveri, and the barrel fell down on his fellow man. V'haragosei, and it killed him. Oy shahoya oyle besulam, or someone was climbing up on a ladder. V'nofla al chaveri, and he fell down onto his fellow man. V'hargoi, and he killed him. Potem min agolos, in either of these cases, he is free and he is not sent into exile. Because this is like a totally accidental case. Because this is not a thing that can ordinarily be expected to happen in the majority of cases, that when you're drawing something up, it falls down and kill someone. This is like something that's totally miraculous and totally unexpected. If, however, he was letting the barrel down from the roof, and it fell on his fellow man and killed him. If he was climbing down a ladder and he fell off and fell on his fellow man. A ma'agelo is a kind of a roller that, it's a heavy roller that after putting tar or plaster or mud over the roof, it's rolled smooth by using a heavy roller on it so that it will be smooth and the rain will fall off and not stay there, collect there in crevices on the roof. So if he was rolling with the roller, he was rolling down the slope of his roof with this roller, it fell out of his hand and it fell on his fellow man, and it killed him, goyla. He is sent into exile because of this, because in all of these cases it happened during a downward motion. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayapel olav, it will fall upon him by yomis and he will die." Sheyipel deret nefila. It means that in all cases where someone killed unintentionally by falling or dropping something on someone, it has to be while it was going, while it was dropping, while it was going downward. Shehare derech nefila motzi bereif ha'itim lahazik, because while going downward, it can be expected in a majority of cases that a damage can occur. V'dama kodav hu liyos, and it's something that is likely to happen, and he has to take care of it. Sharei teva hakovi leidid lemata b'meheira, because the nature is that something is heavy, that is heavy, will quickly fall, will easily fall down. V'hoyu v'loizeres atzmai, and since he did not take a special care, but teaching myself yofen, he did not do his work exactly correctly, b'shas yirida, while going downward, yigla, he is sent into exile. If, however, he was going upward, something that's being pushed upward will not usually fall down, and therefore that's unexpected. So any similar cases. That is, if it happened during a downward motion, he is sent into exile. If it was during an upward motion, it fell, he is not sent into exile. Halacha Yud Gimel, Katzev Shehoya Mekatzev, a butcher who was chopping meat with an axe, V'higbia Yodoi Bakoypitz Lachoyrav, and he raised up his hand with the axe in it, and he raised it up back behind him in order to get the proper leverage. The axe is not merely raised and brought down, but it's raised all the way up over his head, and then backwards behind his head. And when he goes behind his head, he is already going downward again, and then he brings it forward, so he begins going upward till it's level with his head, and then he brings it downward onto the piece of meat. So he lifted up his hand with the axe behind him, and then he brought it back in order to break a bone with this axe, as is the usual way that butchers chop meat, in any case where he kills someone during the forward stroke, that is the initial stroke that he uses while he is lifting it up. This means if he killed while he was lifting it up in front of him, the yerida me'achoyrav, or while it went down behind him, that is in the first stroke of the operation, any goyla alav, this is considered lifting, and he is not sent into exile. Because even though he is behind his head, he is now going downward, but it is part of the upward stroke. It is the finish of the upward stroke. V'chol sheyomus b'chazare, but in any case where he killed while bringing the axe forward and downward, that is the return stroke, the stroke that actually chops, shehi aliyah me'acharav v'yirida melfanav, this is when he raises it up from behind him and brings it down in front of him, goyle, in such a case he is sent into exile. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol shebederech yiridosei, anything that's on the way to go down, goyle, he is sent into exile, and even though the downstroke was begun by bringing it up from behind him, shaloi bederech yiridosei, if it is not while he's going down, but while it's on an upstroke, enoi goyle, he is not sent into exile, va'afilu b'yirido shehilatzeirech aliyad, even if he was going down as part of the upstroke, such as when he brought it already behind his head, and now it's going down, but that's part of the upstroke. Einai goyle, he is not sent into exile. Halacha yudalit, ketzad, for examples of these laws, hoya oyle basulam, if he was going up on the ladder, v'nishmita shliba mitachas yiraglov, and one of the rungs of the ladder slipped out from under his foot, v'nafla, and it fell, v'hebisa, and it killed someone, potem in agolus, he is free from going into exile, because he was going up, and even though the rung of the ladder was pushed out of the ladder while he was moving, stepping down with his foot onto that rung, nevertheless, the stepping down with the foot was part of his going up the ladder. Therefore, he is free from exile. V'chein ha'miskavin lizrak b'tzad zeh, v'hol cholo l'tzad acher, or a similar case where one is free from exile, is where he was aiming to throw a stone in one direction, and his aim was so poor, that the stone went in a completely different direction, or he had a stone sitting on his lap, and he never was aware that there was such a stone, not that he knew it and forgot it, he never knew that there was such a stone there, the Omar, that he stood up, and the stone fell down, and it killed someone, so also a case of a blind person who killed someone unintentionally because he could not see that his victim was there, called Elu Pturim in Agolus. All of these cases, they are free and they are not sent, they did not go into exile, because these are almost like completely accidental cases. Halacha tezvav, hoisa even b'cheikoi, if he had a stone in his lap, v'hikirba, and he knew there was a stone there, v'shacha, and he forgot that he had the stone there, v'omad, and he stood up, v'nafla, the stone fell down out of his lap, and he son had killed someone, goyle. Then he is sent into exile, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, why is there this distinction between whether he knew about it and forgot it, or whether he never knew about it, that we learned in the previous halacha? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Bishgoga, through forgetfulness. He is sent into exile if he did it through forgetfulness. Miklal, this implies, Shehoisalo Yediyah, that he knew about it originally, and then he forgot, but not the case where he never knew about it. Nishmat HaBarzel Min Ha'Eitz HaMizbakeya, if someone was chopping wood with an axe, and after he gave a stroke into the wood, and the axe head was buried into the wood, it bounced back from the wood and flew off its handle, that is not during his chopping stroke, it flew off the handle, but it bounced off the wood that was chopped and flew off the handle, and it killed someone, in such a case he is not sent to exile, because this is not directly from his action, it's an indirect result of his action, it is not by the power of his stroke of the axe that it fell, that it flew off, it is by through bouncing off the wood that it flew off, and this is like a case of totally accidental killing. Similarly, if one threw a stone to a date tree to knock down dates from the tree, and the dates, not the stone, but the dates fell down. Now dates are too soft to kill an adult, but they could kill a baby. If the dates that he knocked down fell onto a baby and killed him, potter, then he is free and he need not go into exile, because the dates did not fall as a direct result of something that he did, but as an indirect result. He threw the stone. It was the stone that knocked down the dates that killed the baby. And so any similar case where one indirectly was the cause of the death, he is free and need not go into exile.